What are you taking it off for?
So we can put the laptop back for it.
Oh.
Yeah, just be discreet about it.
Be discreet about it.
No, you're lying.
Ronnie.
You are officially listening to The Dent Nerds, a premier podcast for paintless dent repair professionals and enthusiasts. On this show, we'll be discussing the latest techniques and tools in PDR, sharing successes and failures from the field, and interviewing industry leaders. We'll also be taking listener questions from the Dent Nerds Facebook group and YouTube channels, and offering tips and tricks for those looking to break into the PDR world. So whether you're a seasoned pro or a PDR beginner, join us as we nerd out on all things paintless dent repair. And now, here are some combinations of your hosts. Matt Armijo from GetAGripNow.com. Jack Bucknell from SiouxFallsDentRepair.com. Mike Glidewell from DentMadePro.com. And John Vidine from DentReaper.com. Now, let's get nerdy.
So, and let's get nerdy indeed.
Yeah,
it's the super hammer.
At least I made the first one.
Tool review. If it's not for you, this kind of shit doesn't even fucking happen, dude. We got the OG and the Heezy
Dent Reaper,
Dent Time, motherfucking Mike Toledo, joining us on Dent Nerds for another iteration of the Drunk Tool Review. And,
I'm not drunk. These guys are.
Yeah, he's totally sober.
I'm totally sober.
And, we're going to have tons of fun tonight. We all brought our fucking tools down here. We're in a super secret location in a bunker somewhere near Rose and Shingle Creek. And we're going to fucking do it. What'd you see at the show today, Mike, that you loved?
I saw some tips. I saw I have to say Dent Destroyer was pretty sick, dude. Like all of his tours were pretty sick.
Dent Destroyer?
Matt Boyette.
Matt Boyette, Dent Slayer.
Dent Slayer, sorry. Yeah. I've been probably messing his name up all night. So.
Yeah. No, he's
all right, Dent Slayer, yeah.
He's really a smart cool. fucking dude. Really? Dude, we had a talk at the end of the show. Yeah. Oh my god, some shit's coming, dude.
It's really cool tools, man.
Shout out Matt Boyette, Dent Slayer.
And then the Polar, of course, because the Can-Am Polar. It's just out of the box. Yeah, there's there's too many people to name. There's so many different tools. I think that's what really made it dynamic this year. So it's really cool.
Yeah. Wade Hartley busting out this light. Does anybody know where that light was from?
Merriode, England.
Merriode, England. Oh, you got it? You got it?
No way. No.
Yeah, that's. I think that's the one.
No.
It's so small.
Very.
Like you got it.
Yeah. BLE tools.
This one.
Dude, that thing is sick bright. Look at this.
Damn, you got one?
You got the battery in there? This is sick.
Oh, damn. Uh-huh. Turn it on right here.
Look how bright that is. Holy cow.
Jesus.
I mean, look at these guys.
Wow.
Oh, Hudson Tansy shining in the background. Kyle Chase. Yeah, that's what we need. That's what we need. It might be too much. I know it's a drunk tool review. You guys don't want to see how drunk we are. Oh, son of a gun. Yeah, that's
and
sick.
It runs off a power bank.
Yeah, a power bank.
That thing is sick, dude.
Kevin Hill.
I'm pissed I didn't see that. I would have bought that.
It's a smaller one.
But dude,
Oops, sorry.
Oh, we're spilling beers. It wouldn't be a drunk tool review. Spilling beers. Look at that lighting. Look at that. Dude, I need my sunglasses.
Yeah. Dang it.
I know we're training for my advice.
SPF 100.
I'm training to be Kevin Burns. Let's go.
Man, oh man.
John, you need some sun, dude.
Yeah, clearly. Look at me.
Hey, let's go to Mexico.
You're oversaturated.
I think we should.
Cheers.
This has turned out the.
Man, oh man. So.
We'll go. Now Mike's setting the mood right there.
Setting the mood. Yeah, yeah. Fire up the saxophone. Anyway, what else? Anybody else see anything good? I got some stuff. I got a whole bag of shit right here. Hudson, before you go, sit down and tell the people what you saw.
What I saw a bunch of tools.
What's your favorite?
Man, I didn't. My favorite is silly.
Go ahead, tell them your silly ass favorite.
This is my favorite.
Oh, the super light VIPS.
Yeah, the VIPS. It doesn't look anything special.
Yeah, it doesn't show well, but no, dude, it's so light. I got one of them too.
Any person I say, I'm like, hey, like, check this out. They're like, why? It's just a knockdown. And as soon as they hold it, they go, oh, yeah. Because it literally, it doesn't, it feels like a feather.
Light as a feather.
Light as a feather. And as soon as you hold it, it's, yeah. And then
I held it at dinner.
And I don't know why. I don't know why I'm so fascinated by that, but I am.
Yeah, same with me. I was like, I'm not even sure I'm gonna like it, but I have to buy it just to see.
Yeah, I bought
just
it
just to see.
That's what
it,
that's what's so great about MTE. Buy tools that you kind of like. You think you're gonna.
I got to put it in the faces already. Yeah. I went and did some cleanup on the Den Olympics cars afterwards once the show was over and put this thing through the ringer and it was
doing
well. So
good job. Doing well.
So yeah, but I got a 6 a.m. flight. So
all right,
I'm gonna get going.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk smack about anybody or anything?
This is what happens, people.
Oh,
People get mad at Mike Toledo because he doesn't criticize enough, and then I go and give a little bit of criticism, and all of a sudden I'm the bad guy because I do too much criticism. So. This guy gets mad because I said, hey, your glue doesn't work well in hot weather. You're like, oh. And it's
how
like,
dare
but,
you?
But your description says what?
60 to 90.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, your criticism was basically just the description on the website, but
yeah. It wasn't a description. It wasn't a description. It was so I wasn't describing. It wasn't a criticism.
So true. I was right there. Yeah, right there. Yeah.
So hurtful, please.
Hey, no. All right. Everybody knows we love each other.
Yeah.
I've never stopped loving this motherfucker.
You try.
Keep doing your thing. Right. Keep doing your thing.
Take care, man. Later, guys.
For sure.
Bud.
Fly safely. Bye. Fly safely. Anybody else jump in here? I can't do this.
Get here.
Fuck now.
All right. What's up, boys?
What'd you find? Hold on.
We don't make bread, but
man. I know Toledo's got.
First off, I just gotta say, woo! Okay, so anyway, so we got that out of the way. On the next thing, all right, what's going on?
Jack, is this your favorite tool? You bought at the tool at the show, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So this is a.
It
says the bros.
The bros.
This is a off of a the Ginger Bros Den Show.
Dude, that was fucking hilarious.
Dude, they were dressed as trolls.
Yes.
So it was our buddies Brandon and Andy, and they were both dressed up as trolls. Shit you not. Just wild. Say no more. Yeah.
It's a new podcast. Just everybody calm down. Someone will see it someday.
That's right.
Let's see the comments. Who we got in there?
We got nobody, dude.
Nobody for zero. Well, don't worry about the comments.
Literally zero viewers.
Yeah,
that's why you don't do a new podcast.
Toledo's
packing his shit.
He said, I ain't got nothing.
Hey, I'm out.
You know what? I can't hurt my reputation.
Oh, you're taking that lunch. Damn it.
We didn't pay the light bill.
Hey, now nobody will be able to see us.
Good morning.
Hey, I
got it
rolling, dude. I get my wife up.
Yeah, yeah. No, go make Mary happy. Go make Mary happy. Somebody fill some time.
This is a heartfelt episode.
Good luck, buddy. Absolutely, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Good guys. All right. Hey.
Don't
pause for me, man.
Go. Oh, no. We didn't pause. You heard it from him. The man, the myth, the legend, Mike Toledo at Dent Time. That's what we were just chatting with.
Wait a minute. We got one person. No, we don't.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm on my phone.
What's up, fellow nerds?
All right, let's go.
Dude, all right, you know this is dirty. You know this is dirty when we do it for no one.
What's going on?
We do it for no one.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, other folks will see this, right, Glenn?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometime in the future.
We'll repost it.
Fuck them.
Yeah. Well, like 3 views, bro. It's fine. It's cool.
Dude. Another MTE is in the books. Not quite yet. We still have a few more hours of drinking.
Yeah.
But, So we're talking about tools. Let's see. I didn't bring my shit because the thing I bought today, I couldn't carry it down here. It was so fucking heavy.
That's true. But you brought a better tool, if you will.
Better
tool. You're going to showcase what you brought down.
You guys got a whole bunch over here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
So,
but Glidewell brought the real
Glidewell tool of the time. But
this is sponsoring the whole night.
Brought to you by Rabbit Hole. Go down the PDO rabbit hole with Dentner.
From Louisville, Kentucky.
And I just tried it.
It's a good choice.
It's damn good.
Yeah, it's
a good choice. We had it when at the, you gave it to me at the Vikings party.
This is the high gold. This is the good shit. This is the stuff that doesn't cost $20 a bottle.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No, that sounds good.
Yeah, man. It's delicious. It's delicious. Looks as good.
All right, so tell them what you bought from Cam
Auto. I spotted this item. I've been studying, scoping it out online, and wanted to see it in person. And I followed John Vidine into the booth. John makes a big purchase, and that inspired me to make a big purchase. I bought the Cam Auto Tower.
Cheers to that.
Now, if you like it or you don't, or you think, well, I don't need it, well, maybe you don't. But I felt that I needed it for my shop. And it's just fucking cool. I can't wait to put air in it and play.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I want to use tension pulls with it. I think that's going to be my thing.
Yeah, ratchet strap. Yeah, long, I
bought those
long.
Things.
Did you buy the straps from Anson?
No, dude. I didn't know they existed.
Oh, dude, I got those.
Yes, we
can talk about.
They are sweet.
Yeah.
I'll get them. I'll order from Anson all the time.
Yeah,
I mean, all the time.
I forgot to grab those too. That was a damn shame, is what it was.
They got the nylon type material straps with the Anson logo on it, and you can
bust them out, Jack.
Throw some glue. Kind of different, We're used to glue to plastic, and
whatever. We're using the Fairmont method or linear tension, however you want to say
that's
it.
That's really kind of why I bought that.
Stretching that panel out in an opposite direction while you pull.
Yeah, and it takes the pressure off of it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're fixing bigger shit now, dude. It's time to step your game up,
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Jack lost his tools. I mean, it is called the super hammered PR tool review. So why wouldn't you lose it?
You guys know what these are. Talk about these.
Yeah, look.
Never heard of it. No, what? These
never
are.
Never heard of her.
This is a Kiko version of the same thing.
All right.
Here, Jack, you sit here. You talk about this.
You know what I'm doing.
No. We'll switch off. Whatever. Anyways, so these are the Kiko.
Is this magical item?
Did anybody else buy a light?
No.
Damn.
So, anyways, these are Kiko feet to put on the K bars. It allows you to lift the actual K bar. It would typically go through this hole where you see the cutout is. It lifts it up further from the panel and allows for adjustability.
Nice.
So you can lift the K beam off of the panel a lot more. So they hooked me up with one of each feet. I have both of each feet, so I've got extras, but fuck it. Give me another set. So, anyways, I'm really excited to get to use these. And then obviously it comes with the longer shaft stud to pull on the damaged area. So that's a big go.
That's super sick. Dude, that's cool.
I didn't know what that was. I was like looking at it like pretty fucking neat.
Dude,
not broken.
Yeah. Dude, here's what's effed up. All right. I partner with Kiko.
Yeah.
Didn't know that existed.
Wow. Really?
Dead serious.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, and I consider myself like I'm constantly watching the tool market and the tool game.
It's hard to
keep up.
Dude, I totally understand where you're coming from because I'm the same way and I still come to these conferences. So I knew that existed. So I was coming here to buy that. But there's a lot of parts over here or tools over here that I had no idea that they were even in production.
Right.
Like,
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, there was even stuff at A1 that I had no idea. I mean.
Yeah. And you work sell stuff through
tips
them.
With Rick Hummer and Dent Slayer that I didn't know existed. And I mean, so much innovation coming through that so, it's so hard
so
to
So one of those
up.
Things, I hadn't even heard that this motherfucker, Dent Reaper, sells these things. What's up?
Wait a minute, we got a viewer.
Oh, hey, if you're watching, you're the only one. So, tell us who you are.
I don't know. Yeah. So
say, I'm curious. My Facebook user.
Probably Mike
Toledo. As he's walking up to his place, hey, going, damn,
I can't believe these sons of bitches.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different tips that are available now through Dent Reaper. So this is
that's
a little
the
bit more
center line tip.
Yep. So once you go ahead and open that up, I'll open this one up.
Yeah.
Has anyone seen Matt Omaggio?
If anybody on this, oh, there's nobody watching, so that's fine.
Couldn't keep them. Center line tip. It's got a nice ridge down the center, and it's for more accurate stuff. So it'll get into body lines better, and it'll be much sharper push or roll for
creases.
Yeah. So you got to get in there and be careful. Be accurate.
So this is a little bit less sharp. It doesn't have a pinpoint precision on the end, but it's smaller than the regular kit offers. So this is the next thing that I ended up purchasing for myself.
Yeah, and yesterday was the first time I saw those in their finished form, honestly. I honestly bought them my dang self.
Yeah, I was right. That was like I watched you buy them. I'm like, what do you mean? You're like, yeah, I haven't seen these yet. I'm like, what?
And they were going to sell out. I was like, I got to just buy them full price. I don't care.
Amaggio and Burger down on the way down.
Oh, we have our first comment.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Who's that from? Go. It's from Kyle Chase. Woo!
Welcome to the party, Kyle.
Hey, Niners.
Niners. Niners coming in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Put that back. Don't lose like, that shit.
I bet Cliff, by the way, would be a smashing. I bet Cliff $100.
Oh, yeah.
Did you? All right, get in here, Kyle. Tell me what you got. Yep. What'd you get? Did you get anything good?
Cam Auto.
You guys know Kyle Chase. I chase Dents. Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, Tampa, Florida here.
Somehow a Niners fan.
Yeah.
Originally from the Bay Area.
Gasparilla's going on right now.
He's got the Montana on.
All right. Well, that I don't know about that, but this is a drunk tool review, so it's okay if we wonder, I suppose. But
okay, what's
wonder? Do you have anything about tools? Fuck Gasparilla.
Cam Auto bought the big one. Martin.
The big, the bar? What did you buy? The big what?
The big bar.
The bridge lifter?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, because I do big dents, so it's going to be great.
I do a lot of big dents.
Yeah.
So, and what do you have? How many dealers do you service?
7 dealerships.
You just posted you got a golf cart?
Golf cart.
They gave you your own golf cart.
The reason why is because go to BMW, walk like a half a mile, and I'm like, okay. Yeah, I was losing weight. Sorry, I got fat because I had a golf cart. But, you know, golf cart makes it quick, and, you know, I can go to service drives real quick and make it happen, which is
Love it.
It's gonna make everything faster.
Yeah.
I just want to work.
So, what else happened at the show? Anything good you saw, you seen, you need, you want?
Just seeing everybody is the best thing ever.
Oh, dude. Are you kidding me?
It's like family. It's unbelievable. By the way, this drink right here, I just tried it. Holy shit.
Is it good?
What did it? Base of the escalator. You gotta do it on ice.
But we don't gotta do shit.
Anyway, I tasted it. I usually need a chaser. My last name is Chase. But no chaser didn't need.
That's solid. Didn't That's solid. All. Super solid. I like it.
Uh-oh. Here comes the Birdman.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get the Birdman in there.
Hello. There we go.
Let me get the Birdman in there.
It's the mentor of the year. Let's go. Man, oh man, we got the super secret spot, and we got
it's pretty secret. I like it.
We got all kinds of icons coming in. The next icon coming to the show, Kevin Bird, mentor of the year 23.
Good thing I quit drinking.
Well, this Chavago. Is kidding. This is called the Super Hammer Tool Review.
A little rabbit hole.
That sounds much better. All right, awesome. I'm
tired of all this beer.
Like, this point,
what
are review?
What? Well,
oh, I'll be the stress ball.
The stress.
Fuck yeah, dude. I love this thing. This is a great tool.
Did you get anything new?
Me?
Yeah.
I actually did. I bought a bunch of stuff from Blam's, which, by the way, my history with Jerry Blam goes way back to the early days. And his kids, Mark and Mike, are
dude. Awesome. Mark Blam is he's so fucking cool. I love that
dude. And Mike Blam, I don't know if anyone knows this, but he built badass amplifiers and electronics. And you know, it's high end, so obviously it's very expensive and specialized.
You know, it's
just
really
like anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm off camera, but
super cool guy.
It's really cool that he shows up now to MTV.
I agree, I love that. I tell you what, man, seeing those guys and knowing their dad for me is a big deal. And seeing Lito, man, for me was cool. I'm not a Dent Wizard guy, but seeing Lito.
Lito looks as good as ever.
Yeah, Lito and I are friends. Ooh. We've been friends a long time. And I will say, man, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know his guys, and he's just a, his family, they're just awesome.
Oh, Jonathan.
Yeah, they're awesome, man. It's so good to see them.
But anyways, I love Jonathan.
This is probably one of my favorite tools. It was given out by the Ginger Bros.
During their thing.
When I get stressed, I just kind of squeeze it.
Do you know what I got at the show today?
I feel pretty good.
Do you know what I got at the show today? Dude, I don't even know who gave me this.
You cannot reveal that.
I don't even know who gave me this.
I do know who gave you that.
I was talking to somebody and it got draped over my shoulder.
It's like Fight Club, man. You can't even talk about
that. You're out talking about Fight Club.
Actually, I like it though, but the back logo is
Secret Society. Secret Society.
I got jumped in later.
I don't know what the hell's happening here.
This is some bullshit.
It's some bullshit. You can get one? I'll get you one.
And if you guys don't know, Mark Blam has the best whale tails. I said it.
I agree. Honestly,
I'm agreeing. You know why? They're forged. Not saying nobody else does it, but
they're so thin, dude. They're so thin.
I have the most common whale tail that he makes. I don't know what length it is. Maybe 18. Has this pretty much basic.
Yeah, bendable, thin, beautiful.
I've had that for 20 years. It's not twisted on me. It's the greatest. So
yeah.
You guys don't know, Mark Blam makes the best. My book.
Blam Tools, super gangster.
I'll tell you something about Blam. So they came to the show in 08, and I bought some tools, and I've known Jerry for longer than that, obviously, but those A1 stuff, and I, in my head, I'm like, Jerry, congratulations. I call him. I'm like, Jerry, congratulations, man. He's like, what? Like, you made the world's greatest whale tail. And he's like, God bless you, Kevin.
Now, the company had one said,
I'm like, me?
Everyone says Dent Crab.
General consensus is
I don't have Dent Crab whale tail.
I have a ton of Dent Crab whale tail.
Can't speak on that. I have a ton of
Blam whale tail.
Blam.
Really? All right, so
Daniel Grom one, the balloon tip. I don't care so much about the balloon tip. It does one thing that not one other Blam or whale tail does. You could curve every whale tail this way. This one I bend this way. So meaning going underneath like a rear view mirror, side mirror, I could take that tool and come all the way up and bend it. There's tools that come bent.
Nobody can see what you're doing with your hand.
That's fine. They don't need to see me.
All right, so
get in there.
I'm going to piss him off, so I don't need to.
Tell him.
Come on.
No, come on. Sit down, bud. Sit down, Mr. Bird.
Sit down. I will talk about the difference of Dent Crab versus Blam. Dent Crab is they're hard anodized. So being on the tool side of things, which I've done, though being heat treated and hard anodized is different than stainless steel. And when I see a really, really solid Blam shave tool, which by the way, they're all obviously handmade. I'm excited about them. They're unbelievable tools. So when I knew Blam was coming, clearly I want to go to their booth and I'm like, hey, Mark, Mike, how's Jerry? How's everything? And I bought a bunch of tools. So. I was happy to do so, but I will say I still use all of them
and Dentcraft will be changing their half-inch whale tails.
The UTs?
Back to the old style.
Thank the Lord and hallelujah. Oh, my God. Wow. You heard it here first.
Three of their tools will go back with it. I heard make whale tails great again. I'm like, I'm
yeah, yeah. Oh, Shuddy. Shuddy's been calling for that forever. And, yeah, and he's right. And he's right. Right.
He's right.
Yeah.
Hold on.
So
I'm not stressed, but I'm just going to squeeze it.
So Armaggio's opening what I bought today for VIP.
Oh, yeah, sure. I haven't seen this.
Yeah, it's a cold glue tab kit.
What?
And I bought a bunch of Sergio's cold glue today. So I was like, I need some more cold glue tabs.
I use
Elmer's. John, why don't you come over?
I use Elmer's, man. Elmer's is the best.
No, no.
Right?
Oh, you're showing him. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Armaggio, show him those tips.
Look at that.
So, yeah, those are from VIP, cold glue tips.
Yep.
Put your cold glue on.
I like this one. I like this one a lot.
Yeah, that's a good size.
All right, so what he's talking about, Sergio's here at the show. Fortunately, I was able to try Sergio's glue about 6 months ago. He has three different styles, a red for hot ink climates. He got a green one for cold climates, and he's got a gray one that's for super hard. He calls it extreme pull. I've been using the green one for cold climates, even though I'm in SoCal. That's all Mike gave me. That's all he had. This is what I was using. I've showed this to a few dent guys in my area, and they were losing their mind. This stuff here, it's not even the strongest he makes. This is only for cold, and that's all I had. And it was pulling out horizontal creases, soft horizontal creases. I was going down, just pulling out just with the cold glue. This will actually damage, possibly even ruin a dent if you don't know what you're doing. You're a young tech and you think you can't do anything wrong with cold glue. This is different. This is a lot different. There's a lot of different cold glues out there, but my experience in all the techs I go to the meetups and I show them, I actually bring it when I can. Everyone's blown away. Like, what is that? It's crazy. So what I understood today, I talked to Sergio and I took Daniel Grom over and they had a reunited flame here. But this is the gray. And what I understand is that this is actually pulling dents out of steel bumpers. So this is a whole
no way.
He showed videos. Oh, yeah. No, Daniel lost his shit. And he's like, what'd you say?
Say that again. They showed videos of them doing it.
Yeah, with this pulling dents out of steel bumpers. So you'll definitely over pull a dent, fuck it up if you don't know what you're doing with this kind of cold glue. This is a whole new level. So if you don't know Sergio, it's Colafria. His website, he sent it to me, but it's kind of complicated. But I'm sure if you Google Colafria, Sergio cold glue, this is what you want. I bought the 3-pack for $150. I don't know if that was a special. He speaks Portuguese, so I'm not sure if that's something that he has normally at that price. But at the show, I paid $150 for a 3-pack. I'm telling you, I'm going to say it right now. It's January 29th, and this year, this is going to be like the new thing. This is going to be the greatest evolution of cold glue right here. That's it. This is the 2017 of Sergio when he first was discovered by Daniel Grom. He stepped up the cold glue.
Bam.
Well said.
Woo!
Bam.
Well said.
Sergio. Woo! Sergio.
Tender's Drunk Tool Review brought to you by Sergio.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
still over better. I cannot Elmer's wait. Elmer's favorite still the best, everybody. Elmer's cool too. Still the best.
Oh, what is this?
Elmer's.
Mini pack, Sergio. Wow.
Hey, let's bring the security guard on the
show. No, there's golf carts.
Let's go.
Let's leave
me.
All right. Well, that was my
break room.
Yeah. He's watching Yellowstone. He's good. Who else wants to get in?
Kyle, you got to get in. Just
get in.
You ain't got in yet.
Yeah.
Oh, what'd you get?
Well, man, I got. I didn't bring my stuff, but you know what I got, man. My main things I got, the Cam Auto Tower, that was one. The other one was these tips you put on your rods, and they're like grease. Dent Reaper makes them, I think. Yeah.
I heard of them.
Yeah, they're right here.
I bought some too. I was afraid they were going to sell out. The first time I saw them in person was here.
Just to let everybody know, we done covered this, but I just want to make sure if you're watching again. You have the starter pack, which is the three,
yep,
and then
yep.
you have the other ones you can buy. The one has the very sharp center on it.
All right. Did you see these?
Let me see.
Look, open that up.
The talon, right? It's the talon. Talon. Yeah. I didn't buy your phone. I'm sure.
You open it, you buy it.
Look at that. Wickedly sharp.
Wicked shot.
Look at that.
So it'll come back just enough when you're pushing on hell. It'll come back behind that brace. It'll get you anywhere you need to be. And then
that's beautiful, dude.
You got a different position too. Which actually
that's the one I saw.
You got a different position too, so
I should have got that.
Lots of possibilities with these, man.
PDRtools.com.
PDRtool.com.
Say that, man. They're gonna kill me.
That'll go to somebody else's website. I forget who, but
and DentReaper.com.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not these. This will be ExcaliburTools.com.
Okay. Sorry, we're drunk.
Yeah, whatever. Do your own research, people.
Yeah.
Not financial advice.
It'll make you more money.
Yes, sir.
Yep. So what else we got here?
Not Hudson approved.
What else did I get? Oh, I got something. Speaking of cold glue, Anson's got their own cold glue out. Try that out. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Tools, baby, Anson.
Talked about the Sergio glue, you're going to come up with that.
I haven't tried tools, it.
All the SKUs that Anson has, you could have skipped that.
They
carry and manufacture
what
2,000 SKUs. I just went on a rant about Game Changer glue for the year.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about the Grinch and the Rudolph.
Yeah, that's it. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, motherfucker.
Yeah.
The Grinch and the Rudolph.
Tell that dent. Tell that crown.
So if you have tried the Green Apple or the Crown Busters, it's the same durometer of plastic, but just bigger sizes. And you can push with it. You can knock with it. You can put it on a blending hammer. Do whatever the fuck you want. And it'll fix it in.
Yep. That's another thing I forgot to pick up.
Yeah. And I've been using Carbon Tech has their yellow and red for the hammers.
The Craftsman hammer.
Like, yeah, yeah. So the yellow one. You use that for hail. I'm telling you, it works great. And I think these are going to be very similar. Similar. A little bit smaller, a little bit more accessible. So I'm excited about these. I'm really pumped to try that.
Yep. I agree. I forgot to pick those up, man. I was in a hurry today shopping.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can always order them.
We already talked about that. Oh, Boyette.
Yeah, pull that out.
Boyette. This is called the Littlefoot from Dent Slayer.
Last night or yesterday or today.
Jack showed me that.
Actually, yesterday. I actually didn't see
that. So look at that little
interesting.
Brilliant.
It's a tip with a locking nut. You're gonna have to be able to twist it into the right position. But I mean, so you can get into a brace. You can get right on the edge of a fender.
You're gonna go down a door with that? Possibly.
I mean,
a wide door, right? Not gonna be a tight door.
Yeah, I mean, you could. I don't.
So we're thinking fender.
I'm thinking fender.
Like the
quarter panel through the back tail light.
Yeah, yeah.
Dog leg.
This is a edge of panel situation. Make sure you select that markup when you're using this tool. What the fuck was that?
That's your panel markup.
Yes, sir. That's your panel markup, motherfucker. So yeah, I'm excited about that. I got some more tips from Slayer too. Dude, I was in the booth and I missed. I missed the Bigfoot. He's got the attachments that hook up to a porta power.
Yeah.
And plug into the Metal Medic glue tabs.
Dude.
Honestly, I've been thinking about that for the last couple of years. I've been dragging my feet. I still think
I've had
make little caps that have taps for the, you know, 14, whatever it is, quarter 20 thread. Mm-hmm. Yeah. and you can put little tips on them. You use all those tips with the Porter Power for doing soft
put. Anson had it on display, and Tom Poland, he
it was a cool one, right?
Yeah.
No, dude.
Out about that 2 years
ago,
kicking myself.
I mean,
there's
dude,
still a lot of attachments to make for that.
Oh, yeah. This is just the beginning.
I carry a porta potty. I have a porta potty in my truck. You know, I'm a mobile tech. You know, you never know when you got to go.
You got to shit sometimes, you know.
No, porta power is the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and this is the.
Come on in here. Take my place.
The nickel tip, he calls it. So similar concept with getting on the edge and what have you.
That's what this is about.
Yeah. So sorry, Mark Jackson, if you're watching, we're way back in the corner.
Hey, can you just take a brief second to just tell people how you can find this stream, you know?
Dentnerds Facebook group and Dentnerds YouTube channel. The Dentnerds on YouTube and or Facebook. Just search us up. You'll find us. Join, follow, subscribe.
It'll grow. It's going to get bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well,
fresh and new.
It can't get any smaller.
Right.
We got zero people watching.
Wait a minute. I just saw the eye blink once.
It jumped on. It's an accident.
It was just winking at you, buddy.
Well, we should have invited one guy. I saw him on the way over here. I should have had Mike come over. You know, he would have bumped our numbers up to, you know, at least double digits.
True.
Who that?
For the first night.
What's up, buddy?
He was here. Before you were here. Yeah.
Oh, so what? Dude.
His agent let him come.
So we have no chance, is what you're saying. We have no chance.
He didn't text it out to his following, so you know, whatever. We got to grow on our own.
Yeah, you got to, you know, sometimes you got to just push through.
Kevin also, trying to
dude,
grow.
Dude, somebody
Kevin
is to, on the
Kevin's
phone.
Trying to grow on his
that's,
own.
That's a.
That's what I call you.
Anyway, what other tools? I got this.
Yeah,
a little centipede for lateral pulling. It's got a hole drilled into it. And so that's cool. I got some more centipedes. I just I needed more.
I ended up picking out these.
And by the way, if you're using these centipedes, you got to get a big well gun. So Trifecta makes one. Kiko has a plug-in one. I have the big Trifecta. That's how I roll. But. You got to get a big well gun for these bigger damages, so you're not running out of glue.
Yeah, what? Hey, we're just talking about, we had talked about earlier, that fabric hook for doing pulls.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that? Who made that and what was
it? Anson made it. Do you have it? Did you not find it? The Anson straps?
No, I
didn't break them, sorry.
Guys, no offense.
I lost them.
I like a PM podcast. Is there a bathroom around here?
Probably right there in the break room.
Right on that golf cart.
So some of the stuff that I do have. I'll go through my bags again. I know I've got them in there somewhere. But so I got to pick it up. This little guy here, this is a shorty handle from Edgy. Edgy Tools.
Not in there.
It's the 506 2.0. So it's a lot shorter than the regular hanger.
Ah,
so I didn't even know he made
find that guy's boot.
I was like,
I wanted that.
Right? That's a good
one. You and Dave are tight.
I was like, man, how the hell did I not know about these? He's like, well, now you know. I'm like,
Dave has the most edgiest of hookers.
100%. If you guys have his tire tower, he made a new head for that you can purchase independently.
That's
for a flat bar, and it gives you a little bit more of a bigger channel to, you know. Yeah,
yeah, I like that.
And that's some heavy stuff. Dave,
let me see that little hooker.
Hey, did you guys see the holder?
It's not a hooker.
The hanger for Kamado.
The hanger, yeah.
That holds, actually connects. And holds the tab in place so it doesn't slip.
I bought it.
Yeah, I have one. I
bought it too. I picked that up there.
Well, I have one.
This is, I kind of like it.
This is the worst part about this.
That's been out for over a year. The connector that goes onto your slide hammer.
Damn it, where have I been?
It's double
line.
Man, I mean, I just came on a screw on tip.
You've been on a boat on an island or on a boat to an island.
You're not. You're probably right.
Fair enough.
Damn it. That's fine. You're right. My bad.
This is pretty cool. All right. How much was this one?
That was a hot little item.
$25, $30 probably. Yeah. I went to dinner with Dave. You were there. Wow, yeah. We started talking about that. I was next to you for 2 days. I didn't see that tool.
Those dentals were bad.
Oh, this was the worst.
This was the hardest dental lifts we've ever judged. Thank you. Ever.
Oh,
just helps me keep on track.
Talk about that some more.
Yeah, that's what I brought you down here for.
Who did win? Because nobody can pronounce his name.
The big question, we'll find out, but who had the authority to go, you know what, I'm calling it. This is the winner.
Yep.
Like, does that come down to you? You know, in football, you have, referees, and there's a captain referee that makes the final decision.
He went into the box to see what happened.
All right, no pressure.
No pressure.
I love putting him on the spot.
Live on a podcast.
All right. This is the
hardest.
Hey, Kevin. Live on a podcast. Just remember, nobody watching.
Live with zero people watching.
We can literally delete this. And no one will ever know.
So don't worry. Just stay with your mind.
It's really the hardest.
It's really sad that that's actually the truth.
There's actually one person watching, and it's me.
Truly.
All right, look.
Truly the hardest. The hardest we've ever done, ever. It's tough, man. I cannot pronounce you guys' name. Barely pronounce my own name right now. So,
anyway.
Good to see you, Jack.
What? So it was that tough to judge?
Yeah, we had probably top 20 dents, which we thought were going to be really hard. These guys crushed it.
Yeah.
They came in with a purpose, and they did it.
So you know, as me, as being a tool vendor and breaking down, I don't know who won, who didn't win. So can you tell us first, second, and third? People that weren't here?
He's like, no.
No, I can't.
I can
hear.
Go watch somebody's live stream video.
Here's the best part. When done, I didn't see the numbers. I have no idea their names. I have no idea the names associated with the numbers. So it's a blind judge. I never watch. Ever.
You weren't there for the ceremony? Who got first and second?
Well, I was, but I still can't pronounce the number one guy's name.
Dude,
he's from Ukraine.
He was Ruth Kane, and he was awesome. And
he lives in the Chicagoland area. And he lives right near Miramax.
So a new winner.
Who got like third?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he got third. Third in the tag team, and then third in the regular, I believe.
I'll just tell you this. Zan and Bryce won the tag team.
Everyone that placed or won was so – no, listen, we were not generous on the dance. We put them in.
Oh, those things we have a
brand-new cannon, and it was so gnarly. It was so bad. I'm like, we're kind of – did they run out of time or did just couldn't fix it.
Well, they had a lot of good repairs.
Excellent. Yeah, we did. Yeah. Well, the Den Olympics is completely different. So.
Yeah. It's what, 45 minutes for one den?
45 minutes.
Yeah. And I don't say that like that's a long time, but like that's not enough time for that den for me.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's why I'm on.
If you're not a speed demon,
I'm not.
That does not be.
I can fix the dent, but not in 45 minutes. And without heat, fuck that.
So I've done it five times, okay?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. The first time I did it, I brought like 18 tools and a big light, and I drove up here.
Yeah.
Really, you only need about 3 tools and a mini light that they provide, which is great, and or a big light. And I've done it 5 times. I felt like I did a great job on it.
Yeah.
And even once I put, or a couple times, I put it on before and after, online or whatever. Yeah. But
it's a good thing.
I never qualified in a single dental. That's how hard it is.
It's very difficult.
Yeah. And to qualify, what is that? Fifth and lower? Tenth and lower? I don't know.
Top five? We had 54 spots. Top five.
Damn.
Top five. And so close, man. And people are like, where did that place link?
I mean,
I have no idea. There's no list given to me ever.
And not only that, but you have to compare, like, there's that many other repairs after five that are also probably very good returns, very, right?
Yeah, very tight.
I mean, like very retail passable.
Yeah, we're actually giving scores of let's just say a 7.4 and a on flatness. And then, you know, cross check is a 6.8, you know.
Oh, think really? About this. Okay. Oh, you guys get so that far in definite.
So that's the problem. It's based on when it comes down to points, it's three really good categories.
Yeah.
Flatness, texture, and crust.
Yeah.
If the dent's flat.
Hey, guys.
You're going to interview?
You guys want to be on a podcast?
We got 10,000 viewers.
What's up, guys? Hey, guys. Maybe more. Telling a million viewers.
We're behaving ourselves today.
So what you're telling me, Kevin,
we still got one
there's a
viewer.
Good handful, maybe even a dozen competitors that felt like they should have won and they didn't.
And there was
so that close.
Yeah.
Because they're like, it should have been me.
And I think there's some guys that are upset about it. You know?
Yeah.
Kevin, you said there was eight people.
Eight dents that could have qualified for number one between number one and five.
Oh, yeah. That's I was down there and
where's the list?
Oh, really?
Somebody told me that. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go bring my stuff back to the room and come back because if they're still deliberating over eight dents, I know it ain't going to be quick.
It's a jury trial.
I think they should
remember that? Remember the jury trial? Anyway, whatever about
OJ one?
Was there a white Bronco involved?
Oh,
it was a new Bronco. It was actually Dave White's new Bronco. Dave White, when he gets home on Monday, he's getting a brand new Bronco.
Dave White Bronco.
Hey, let me bring up something. So, Kevin.
Hey, don't touch me there.
So, Kevin, let's talk about the beginner Olympics. This is a brand new thing this year.
Nice.
We'll talk about that. So, I talked to a couple guys at the bar last night after they competed.
I don't get a
He showed me pictures.
I quit drinking.
I know, right?
So, drink is all us on drink.
So the beginners, listen, guys, the beginners.
We're drinking tomorrow.
The beginners had to do like a 5-inch crease dent in a hood.
I thought it was 4.5. Anyway.
I didn't have a ruler, Kevin.
Laser pointer.
And
yeah, my pen.
So who took home the title of the beginner Olympics? Do you remember?
Ryan Menu.
Okay, Ryan Menu, two-year guy. Who's the sponsor?
Yeah.
I mean, you got on. I know you have no idea.
I'm not sure. It might have been Tom.
Tom Price?
Might have been.
Okay.
But I think he'd also sponsored Nick.
Okay. Congratulations.
Nick Gill. I think he did. So.
Dude, that's awesome. Shout-outs to all the dudes.
By the way, every beginner that got the balls.
They're trying to compete and fix that thing.
And the crazy thing is, so we had tools set up behind the scenes that a bunch of guys were donating to those beginners. Mm. However, when they didn't win, they left. So they're like, they lost out.
Brandon's still here.
Oh, shit.
Brandon Harrington's still here.
Well, we're going to send him.
Wow, man.
Dude, he's so upset when he see Brandon. When we see him tomorrow, he's so pissed off, he jammed his head into the door.
Mm.
No
blood all down his face. I just so he was upset that he didn't win.
No, hold on, time out. You gotta get in there and tell the story.
Yeah, come on, Matt.
I'm not here. I mean, he's not here.
I'm gonna leave.
Smoking a cigar. I can do anything. Hey,
podcast is over. You stick around.
Me,
Brandon. Hi, Kevin.
Tell the story about Brandon. You sponsored Brandon.
All right. So for you guys that don't know. Matt from Dent's Done Right.
What is
San Diego?
What is that?
Put a little in there. It's a little rabbit hole.
That's different.
Actually, just pour it a little bit more.
Oh, shit.
I had to make
your day brighter.
I do wholesale and I do a lot of retail and body shops.
Oh, wholesale.
I'm a route technician for the last 19 years. Brandon Harrington is one of my technicians. And he's 2 years and newer in the industry, and he came into this event to help get a grip, but also this competition that Kevin started for the new, what are they calling this, Kevin? It's not new. I want to call it new gun. What is it? Young gun. Okay, young gun competition.
Whatever you want to call it. I'm going to go with whatever you say. I'll go with it.
All right, young stud dent repair competition.
No, that's a bull.
Yeah, I think you did. Didn't you just say whatever you say, I'll go
a
with?
A young stud is a bull that likes to, you know, like stick. Oh. Anyway. Try something else.
Hey, long and the short.
That's a bull still.
My man competed. He wasn't happy about the judging. Not pointing fingers. So he got really intoxicated tonight and then put his head through, I guess, the door of his hotel room. I'll have to send some photos to you guys.
He was that mad that he locked.
When
win.
You guys see him, put it this way.
Isn't that wild?
We are behaving ourselves, I promise you. We will clean
off. One of my my buddies saw him before I did. He's like, dude, look at Brandon's face. He pulls the Band-Aid off, dude. And he's got a gash. I'm like, what did you do? I bashed my head into the door. So he's not helping. He's not real happy with the judging. I'm saying judging was fair, but you know, he's a sore loser.
So. 1-3 in the
he's gonna be sore.
1-3. I will say this. 1-3 on this thing, man. It was
no, his face is bashed.
But 1-3 on the beginners. And be honest with you, those dents were very, very difficult. I mean,
you know,
he might have had a bad call.
I agree.
He probably had a bad call.
But for the young gun, whatever you would call it, 30 minutes is a little short. It should at least give him 45. Because what he told me, he's like, dude.
All right.
They come by and they go, you got 2 minutes. He's like, you're fucking with me. He's like, and the guy just kept walked off.
Yeah.
No, he's like, 2 minutes. Dude, I get it.
That is
it goes fast.
That is the beautiful thing about what we do is time
is the problem.
Time melts. Mm-hmm. When you're fixing a dent, an hour can seem like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter. Like I don't know how to explain it, but like I always call it fucking dent therapy because
I'll explain it nicely.
It's like a time warp.
When your mom goes to the hair salon and she wants to get her hair done in 3 hours because she's got a lunch date at 12, and she goes in at 9.
You know what?
She
this is a perfect microcosm of the super hammered. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Kev.
Kev went down the rabbit hole.
What the fuck was that?
Your mom knows.
The mentor of the year.
Your mom knows her time. No, I know it.
Love you,
man.
Your mom.
What do you know about my mom?
Getting her hair fixed and the salon, and then like, what?
What I'm saying is, your mom knows her time.
What I'm saying,
in 3 hours,
this podcast is not Hudson approved. What? It
doesn't make any sense.
Wow. All right, no more rabbit hole for Kevin.
Come on, buddy.
Cover the rabbit hole.
Oh my God.
A spectacular performance by Kevin Byrne. Once again, Golden Mike coming up.
Mentor of the year.
Mentor of the year,
2023. Do we got anything else? What else do we got to share? We got any more tools?
We got
dude, I bought the new box from Cam Auto.
Something like that. From Cam Auto. Because Keith's selling the same box from Cam Auto.
Is it the same box?
It says Cam Auto on it. I talked to him about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, it has a button.
I used it. Yeah, I used it.
As a button, thank God. So you can find your tip and control where you're going. And then, dude, he has this roller.
And a tool that goes under
the braces. This is the problem. We should do this show on Friday night because we could talk about the shit. And then Saturday, be like, dude, I just rolled. We can go see it tomorrow.
Yeah, but this is what
the there's a roller, and then there's a brace.
Slow down.
A brace extension as well.
And we've been waiting for this. I have the Power PDR box. So first of all, the roller. So the roller is for the actual wand.
Yeah, you can plug it into the wand, and when you roll down a grease,
like a roller bearing, like
yeah, fucking yeah. There's a ball on a bearing.
All right, let's move on. So they have the brace tool. What's this brace tool look like?
It looks like for this. It looks like the tiniest whale tail you ever seen.
Okay. Yeah.
And so you can get in under the brace.
Is it made out of carbon?
Yes.
Like the one?
Copper. Yeah.
Copper.
And the roller's made out of copper.
Now, I got a question because I have the Power P Durabox. Can that adapter go on to that wand?
No, because the Power P Durabox does not create enough engine power.
Hey, Jack, does
the wand answer? Hey, he's answering questions that I can't answer.
Get an answer.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't fucking know.
Now, if you said yes, I would have
been like an asshole. But
yeah, that's why it's a multi-host show.
So I asked that exact question. Because I'm like, oh, fucking whatever. I'll just buy that tip and put it on the power box.
Yeah.
Right? No, it does not work. It does not generate enough power. The cam outer, like, wheel box, no, they were at 99.9% power, full power of that little machine, and they were not.
And, dude, I was doing this.
He was doing it.
And
I
the
was
paint
doing
was
it.
Fucking
was
smoking,
it.
But it did not burn. Like you have to.
How do you smoke paint?
You have
burning paint.
You have to try.
What
you
have smoke for paint?
You have to try to burn the paint. You have to try. Like I'm telling you, the heat
problem. Next show, whatever. We're doing the 2-day event. We do this the first night after the show, because the second day,
okay,
and this happens
Anson,
on the
so Anson.
Yeah, yeah.
Full time reviews, because. Tomorrow, I'm like, all right, the roller, this. I'm checking all these.
You want to find out, and now you can't find out. You're right. You're right. This is. Hey, listen.
Working.
This is why this is a multi-host show.
And this is why we're gonna be bigger than Tool Time, because
hive mind.
We're changing things. We're gonna do it one day earlier.
I don't think we're ever gonna be bigger than Tool Time, but we can dream.
Or drink.
How about it? Both.
How about both?
Yeah. Boom.
Show the bottle.
All right. Listen, we are 56 minutes into this motherfucker.
No way. It's like 20.
An hour?
Yeah. Oh, damn near.
Thank you for having me on.
Dude, we got two people watching.
You're welcome.
Hey. We got two people watching.
Oh, yeah.
One audio.
And one guy says,
up,
I love you.
What up? We're up 200%. We're up by 200%.
I bought a money box too.
What? Love you too, brother. Are Mijo's in the house?
Hello.
He said hello.
Thank you, Kyle. Oh, there you are, right there.
Whoa.
Son of a gun.
Ric Flair's watching.
Woo!
I see Ric Flair.
Man, oh man.
Hey, me and Stu, you guys all a favor.
Wow.
You almost made it in the back.
There it goes.
That's my move.
Dude, I'll buy it. Whatever you spend, I'll just give you.
Hey, you just got to throw it to him and go, bye.
Bye.
This right here, you take that home?
Yeah, I bought it.
Okay. Well,
so I'm going to take it home.
Return that.
That was free.
I would ask for your free back. I want a refund or free.
Well, I'll find out. But. I bought this at Anson. I got that from Anson. And I'm going to try it all. I'm going to try it all. How dare you not try it all?
Just peanut butter.
Don't eat it.
Hey, that's where
I thought it was some drugs or something.
I
was like,
fuck yeah, man.
Bad dang guys go there.
Oh, snap. All right. Is anybody? All right.
We're done.
Love y'all.
Cheers.
Anybody have anything else to add?
What else, Nudges?
When in doubt, woo! It out.
Rip it out. No, my bad.
Keep it fucking nerdy. Hey.
Keep it fucking nerdy. I love it.
Go Niners.
Go Niners. All right, y'all. We have made a terrible mess of this employee break area here. Let me get this light out of the way so I gotta shut this shit down. But it was a pleasure to see y'all. It is it's my anniversary. 12 years. My wife, not happy I'm doing this podcast.
No, my wife was your wife?
Yeah.
And she told me, it's my fucking anniversary, and this motherfucker's doing podcasts in a secret room.
Sally, I love you. Everything I do is for you. Keep it nerdy, motherfuckers.
We just want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Dent Nerds PDR Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show and learned something new about the world of paintless dent repair. We'll be back next month with another exciting episode, so be sure to join us. In the meantime, don't forget to share our podcast with your friends, join the Dent Nerds Facebook group, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Dent Nerds PDR Podcast.